Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Damon Davis from Castle Country Radio's Charity of the Month for April, USARA. Damon, it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us and thanks for nominating and having us on as the Charity of the Month.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are always out in the community doing so much good. So let's talk first for a second. For people who might not be familiar with what USARA does in the community, what are you guys aiming to do?
Well, primarily, we want to provide support for those in recovery and those needing to find recovery. We have a community center on Main Street at 91 East Main. We have daily recovery meetings there, and that we try to cooperate with our local fellowships, like our 12-step groups and other pathways to recovery. And we just provide a safe meeting place. We provide an opportunity for people to have a place. You know, a lot of people are housing insecure. A lot of people have gone through hard things or maybe just been discharged from jail. And you need a safe place to put your foot down. And so we try to offer that space through our center at 91 East Main.
Now, you mentioned something that I think is very important to touch on with this. You guys hold recovery meetings. You guys host one-on-one sessions. If there are people who are in need of your services, what's the best way to kind of go about getting that?
The best way would actually be to just come to the center, come in and sit down with one of us. I work there with another recovery coach. Her name is Mercedes Morgan. And so one of us would be happy to sit down with you and talk to you about your needs. And we don't have an agenda. Our agenda is to support you in your recovery, whether that be a mental health and substance use recovery or substance use alone. But whatever you've been through, odds are you're going to run into somebody in that building that's been through it too. And finding a way to support each other as peers is what we try to focus on as much as possible.
And that's something that in my work with USARA has really impressed me, is that community aspect that you guys have. I mean, that feels like it's the hardest part of trying to recover from substance use disorder, is that feeling of loneliness. So by bringing all of these people together, bringing all these stakeholders together, it feels like you really help establish that community for people who are in need.
Right. And we try to work as closely as we can with our partners, like the ones that you saw at the summit. We want to work closely with everybody who has a stake in this fight. And it's going to take more than just, you know, one agency. This is a multifaceted problem, and overcoming substance use disorder is going to take a multifaceted approach. And so, you know, we participate heavily in our local homeless coalition. We also support and are members of the Carbon Emery Opioid and Substance Use Coalition. And that keeps us engaged in events like recently, I just did a Narcan table at the high school for their 3-on-3 event. And so we try to be out in the community as much as possible. And we want to support, like, we have so many great stakeholders, whether it be the hospital or the college. So many people want to help and have the expertise and the education and the knowledge. And it's just a matter of showing up for each other as best we can, as well as just providing for those who are really trying to serve.
Now, in all of the work that you have done out in the community, like you said, you've been out tabling, you presented at the Elevating Hope Summit, guys hosted the Homeless Awareness Night. You guys are really out in the community doing it all. Is there anything that really stands out in particular in your mind as something that you've really enjoyed doing as a part of USARA?
I think just the day-to-day knowledge of knowing that there are people there. Like, I found recovery really close to 3 years ago, and Mercedes Morgan, the person I mentioned, was part of that. You know, she was at work, and I walked in the door, like I mentioned, you know, you can just walk in and talk to us. And, you know, she and I found some common ground, and it was kind of off to the races for me. And so just seeing that service is available during the week, and that you can schedule a time to meet somebody, and that we have events. We're trying to be as involved as we can, but also it's not about us. It's about providing that opportunity to the newcomer, the person who's on day one and really is just trying to rewire things and move forward with their life in a productive way.
Now, if there's someone listening right now who wants to get involved with USARA, they're looking to take that first step towards recovery, what would you say to kind of encourage them to stop by and get involved with your organization?
I would say, again, just walk in during our business hours. We're open every day from 8:30 until 4:30, with the exception of Friday. We're closed on Friday. So,
now, Damon, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, just come and see us. If you support somebody who's in recovery or you need to find recovery yourself, come talk to us, because it's available and you can do it.
Well, Damon, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Damon Davis from Castle Country Radio's Charity of the Month for April, USARA, located at 91 East Main in Price. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.